Okay, let's learn to daven. Parshas Vayigash Tov Shenayin Zayin. Going out of order, I saw an incredible insight into tefillah. Now, the last 2 weeks, Baruch Hashem, we discussed insights into tefillah of Chanukah, Tikkun Beis Tefillasi. We discussed, but tonight, L'Hoydus El Halal, tonight I saw something which I have to share with you. Because it's a gewaldige chizuk for tefillah. Mamish a gewaldige chizuk. Okay, now there's a halacha which we began a little less than a month ago, or maybe almost exactly a month ago. It says in the Gemara in Tainus and Avgivim Amid Beis. Amram Chanina. Hilkach, v'yamay sachama, during the summer season, v'yamay sachama, Omar mashavuach. If a person said Mashiv Ruach during the summer, Ein Maksi Unoisa, he does not have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Oma Marid HaGeshem. If he said Marid HaGeshem during the summer, in other words, if he said only Mashiv Ruach.
Well, the Tzvartim say that Stamazoi at that time. Mashiv Ruach Marid HaTal.
Oh, one second. I said, if he said Marid HaGeshem,
right, but the first part.
Maksi Unoisa. Maksi Unoisa. You have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Okay? The person said Mashiv Ruach. Married a Geshem during the summer, you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Zokrash. Why? Kivan, the boy, Amitra, he asked for rain, but his spouse feel also Kohagan. He did not daven properly. V'choyzel Roisha Bracha. He has to say the Bracha again. If he caught him in the middle of Bracha, if he's already said the Bracha, he has to go back to the beginning. V'yoimra, and he repeats it, and he doesn't say Married a Geshem. He can say Mashiach, but he can't say Married a Geshem. Why not? Why do you got to repeat Shemon Esrei? Lefi shagishomim b'kayitz. Because when it rains during the summer, simen klolahim. It's a simen klolah b'mnei ha-kotzir. Because of the tua that's been cut, or the tua that's growing, it has to be dry. It has to dry out. Shom b'kayitz simen klolahim b'mnei ha-kotzir. The Yishamim during the Kayat is a Simon Klala. That's the Gemara.
It's already been done already. Somehow.
Well, it's a Klala because the Tua can't take rain.
How
at
is
that
he going to re-establish by doing it over? He's already said what he shouldn't have said.
Nice point. Says the Bach. What I read to you now was the Gemara. So the Tua says in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, "V'yimshol mota b'yimay sachama." The person asks for rain during the summer. Machzirna says to repeat Shemon Esrei. Says the Bach, he quotes Rashi. Member of Chanina Reish Perikamad Athainas, Bimoisa Kachama Moir Gesh, Machzirna says to Rashi, to keep in the boy Amitra, since you asked for rain, while you spout Philosophical Kohagin, not done properly. Why? Fisha Geshom and Bekayat, Simon Kolahim and Neakot. Rashi says, Simon Kolahim Neakot. Then he adds, I come to Shemon Rashi, the Kivan de Bahaz Kora Machzirna. And since, if you say it incorrectly in the second bracha of Shemon Esrei, you say Mashiv Ruach Amar HaGeshem, which is not even a she'ela, it's only a haskara, it's only a mentioning of it, it's not a bakosha of it. If you repeat Shemon Esrei, of course you can't be she'ela. In Baruch Hashanim, when you say the same talmud bracha, when you should really be saying the same bracha, you got to repeat Shemon Esrei.
Is there a difference if you live in Israel versus Chutz La'aretz?
That's a very good question, and that's a good question for Australia and
our rainy season is in the summer.
Right, that's right.
It's
a very good question. It's a very good question. But the pashas is we do what we do, and if a community needs rain during the summer, then you ask for rain during Shemaya Tefillah, not in the bracha of Mavarech Hashem. Okay,
because
now
the Shemaya Tefillah is basically for you, and Mashiv Ruach is for Eretz Yisrael.
No, Mashiv Ruach, same talking about the bracha, right? The Mashiv Ruach as well.
Now the Mashiv Ruach. There are two simonim here. One is in Simon Kuf Yud Dalet.
Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, which is the halacha of Haskoras HaRuach V'Geshem V'Tal in the second bracha of Shemon Esrei, right? Okay? And there, it says in Sif Kuf Yedalad Sif Dalad. If Omar Murid HaGeshem, Bimoy Sachamu, Machzirin I say.
You got to repeat Shemon Esrei. V'chayzel Rosh HaBracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. D'geshamim koshim li'oilom b'yamaisacham. It's bad for the world if you got to repeat Shemon Esrei. In Simen Kuf Yedzayin, the Mechaber states simply, not simply, the Mechaber states, Im Shoh Amot b'yamaisacham ha'machzir n'aisai. You got to repeat Shemon Esrei. And Mishnah Berurah there does not bring down this issue about being koshim li'olam. Maybe he's relying on what he said earlier, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. Okay, but the ma'aseh of the halacha is you got to repeat Shemon Esrei. I'm sure I'll mount it ma'aseh chama machshir nasi. You got to repeat Shemon Esrei. Unbelievable concept. Got to repeat Shemon Esrei.
I still don't understand why.
You're asking a question.
Somebody shoots somebody and he's dead. What are you going to do by doing something different? You've done it already.
Yep. I want to mention one more thing to you before we try to get back to your kasha, perhaps.
How do you do it? You take 3 steps back again and fix them.
No, if you took 3 steps back and you realize you did the wrong thing, then you got to start again.
At that point.
No, if you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei, you don't take 3 steps back. You just go back to beginning of Shemon Esrei. You don't take 3 steps back. I'm going to read to you one more place here in the halacha. The mama married a geshem oisa chamach. You and I say member of Chanina Shom b'samach yizbarim ha'ir adafki yishiske geshem leital. Kozel ben yoyin effect yil tashachish afil mokum shetzvicham a geshem as you asked before b'sa cham yishiske geshem mokum tal mach. You and I say shemein tzvicham le geshem yishol so b'shemei etfila ask for shemei etfila le yishanu mi medbeya ha'chachonim. And don't change from the medbeya the chachon. Don't change from the medbeya the chachon. Right? We know that statement. Medbeya shetobu chachon. Okay. I want to tell you a ha'ora that I saw, which by me is so chashiv that I spent all my time preparing shiur today in this ha'ora. I don't even know if I'll have enough time to fill up the whole shiur, but I got a shiur ha'ora. There's a gavaldik Jew. He was nifta recently, maybe in the last 10 years. His name was Rav Chaim Brim. He was a Talmud Mufik or Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer. Chaim Brim says the following ha'ora. A guy's in Eretz Yisrael. Ready? You ever in Eretz Yisrael during the summer?
No. Yes.
Okay. In the summer in Eretz Yisrael, it's hot.
My wife didn't want to go during that time.
It can get very hot. Okay? It can get very hot. It's hot during the summer. Okay. Now, a guy knows it's been hot. You know, you walk around. At night, maybe it cools off in Yerushalayim. Otherwise, it's hot during the summer. So, is a guy aware of the fact that it's Yom HaShachama, that it's the summer season?
Yes, sir.
Anybody who has Baruch Hashem intellect knows there's the summer season. Okay. So the guy during the summer season gets up and asks for Mashiv or Ruach or Merida Geshem. He knows it never rains in Eretz Yisrael during the summer. And he knows it's not good to rain during the summer. Not good to rain during the summer. So why is the guy davening for rain? Why is the guy saying Mashiv or Merida Geshem? Why do you say Mashiach Ruach HaMoreh? It's not a trick question. Why do you say Mashiach Ruach HaMoreh?
I mean, he's Dafka saying it?
He said it. Not he's Dafka saying it. He said it. Why do you say Mashiach Ruach HaMoreh? What's the simple reason why?
He made an error.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. What kind of error did he make? What did you say?
He wasn't concentrating.
You want to put it all together right now?
And that's easy.
Oh, I'm saying. What does he mean he wasn't concentrating? What does he mean he wasn't concentrating?
It's like anything else in Shemon Esrei or any place else where you're just by rote saying it.
You're in La La Land, right?
Yeah.
You're in outer space, right? Yeah. You understand what you just said? Tell me what you just said. Guys down in Shemon Esrei don't need kavanah. Tell me what you just said.
A goof without a neshamah.
A goof without a neshamah. Give aldi. A goof without a neshamah. Give aldi.
Standing in front of Hashem and you're none of it.
Put it all together now, what we've just been saying here for the last 9 minutes and 45 seconds. What did the guy do?
He cursed.
He died without kavana, right?
Yeah.
What did you say?
He cursed.
He cursed? What did he curse?
Well, he's cursing rain.
Oh, what did you just say?
He's requesting rain.
But you said he's requesting rain.
No, he made an error.
Didn't you tell me he's in my long land?
Yes.
So what did he request?
Didn't request anything.
He didn't request anything. Rashi's. Didn't we just read Rashi? Doesn't Rashi say it's a kola?
Yes.
Didn't we read the Bach as a kola? Didn't Mr. Buddha say it's kosher? What's going on over here, Sir Favorite? Tell, please tell me.
It was an accidental curse.
It was a curse. Accidental. It was accidental.
Yes. Intentionally ask for a curse.
He wouldn't intentionally ask for Mashiach Baruch.
And therefore, what is it? If he wasn't intentionally, what was it therefore?
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Yes.
You really?
I mean,
An accident. What?
It was an accident on the fact that he said it, but it just shows his total machshavah.
I don't know what you meant by his total machshavah. What do you want to hear?
By his total thoughts. It was not in any place with Hashem.
Oh! What did you say now? He's not in any place with Hashem. What did you say before? What did you say before? He had no kavanah. What did you say before? You said he had gufa dat neshama. I want to ask you a question. Was he accidentally cursing, or was he not even cursing? Was he aware of anything that's going on?
He was not cursing at all, and I don't understand, therefore, what this kolob is.
Oh, you understand this kolob business. Yes. Oh, so now we have a kasha. So, Dr. Chaim Brim, what do you see from here?
That if you don't have machshava, you're like a mazed, I guess.
No.
Which doesn't make sense.
No.
You don't have kavanah. It's
what? What is it? If you don't have kavanah, what is it?
It's garnished.
It's garnished?
Yes.
Is it garnished? It's not a klala? Rashi says it is a klala. Everybody say, come on, let's go. What does it mean if you're garnished in your lala land? What does it mean? Is it garnished or not garnished?
Almost like a Vodazara.
I don't know where you are now. I don't know where you're going. What's the pshat? Unbelievable. Zachar Chaim Brim. When a yid takes 3 steps backwards and takes 3 steps forward, he could be in Jewel supermarket buying cottage cheese. He could be in the shoemaker getting his shoes fixed. He could be in the barber chair taking a haircut. He could be in the car driving downtown. He's still talking to God. You hear what's going on here? When a Jew davens, I'm talking about the 2-year-old kid who takes out a sitter and mimics his father. I'm talking about a person who davens, and he doesn't think of one word the entire Shemon Esrei. He does it by rote, which is not accidental. It's less than accidental. He does it by rote. Do you hear what's going on? Zachar Chaim Brim, when a Jew davens by rote, it's powerful. It's powerful.
You're saying it's powerful in the negative?
Even without kavanah. Is it called the Shemon Esrei?
Because you're still reaching.
Okay. Oh, it's called the Shemon Esrei. What does the Shemon Esrei mean? Don't tell me 18. What does Shemon Esrei mean? What does Shemon Esrei mean?
Miyachit
to the veil. Huge. Avoidish Shebelev. Avoidish Shebelev. Dr. Chaim Brim. Zetman from the Gemara. Zetman from Rashi. Zetman from the Bach. Zetman from the Mishnah Berurah.
No.
He doesn't quote them, but I looked them all up in very Kashir. If a Jew walks 3 steps backwards and walks 3 steps forwards and bows and says the words, he can be in Timbuktu while he's saying, and they have kavon.
And what, they have or not have?
They have kavon. They can be in Timbuktu and they have power, not kavon, excuse me. They have power.
So why does he pick on Mashiach Baruch? He pick on any of that part of Shemon Esrei?
Because here is where it says the interesting halacha. The reason you have to repeat Shemon Esrei is because you gave a klala. What kind of klala? You didn't give nothing. You don't know where you were. You were in a taxi cab in Outer Mongolia during Shemon Esrei. You were in a spaceship going to the moon. Where were you? No. You were standing in front of God, and you said the words, Zachar Chaim Brim, Shtel Zachor. You know what that means? Shtel Zachor means, just imagine if a Yid davens Shemon Esrei with Kavana. That's what I want to say to him. You would say now. If a Yid davens Shemon Esrei with Kavana. No, I may say this. I'm so enamored by this. I had to say it to you tonight. I may even say it about Mr. Shabbos morning now. I want to tell you one more thing. Yet Vashteach
HaGemara. So what's with Kavana or with Malkavana?
Vashetach with Kavon is better, it's more potent. But even without Kavon, it's a tefillah, it's like a Kalbuchayim with Kavon. And I'll tell you more than that. I'm going to ask you more than that. Let me ask you a question. One Jew says Mashiv Ruach Mordechai Geshem. 100,000 Jews don't say Mashiv Ruach Mordechai Geshem. This guy has no kavana. They have Machta Nafkamina. Machta Nafkamina. To make an Nafkamina? Answer is yes. One Jew's tefillah can make a big Nafkamina. I want to share a raya. I want to share a raya. Imagine what it must have been like for Klal Yisrael when there was a Kohen Gadol. The whole Klal Yisrael was davening for Rabbanan Leib Shteinman this week, and Baruch Hashem got out of the hospital and went home. Pella! Imagine davening for Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol! Right? In the middle of all Klal Yisrael, there's a Reitzeach. Who's he davening for? He's having the Kohen Gadol should die. Because when the Kohen Gadol dies, he gets out of Golis. And what happens? The mother brings cookies and cake to the him. She shouldn't have him for the. Rebbeinu Dal Makula, the guy's a Rotech. Kohen Gadol is like a Kohen Gadol. The mother has to schlep sich to Golis to bring the guy cookies and cake. She shouldn't have him for her son. Who cares about his tefillah?
Obviously, you want to say that his tefillah has.
This is not my word. This is an altavort. I just never understood it as well. Altavort. Elamai, the kavana, the koyach of a tefillah of a yid. Koyach of a tefillah of a yid. Talking to a bunch of the koyach of a tefillah of a yid. It's not shayach. Not shayach.
And after 100 times, a person can still say by rote and say the right thing, and it's still.
A guy can bang into a wall in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't know where he is. He can be driving his car and he thinks he's in the zoo. He can be in a Chalamoid trip during Chalamoid. He can be during Chalamoid. He can be anywhere he wants except for davening in front of the baby.
Right.
Shteito, it's a Shmoneh Esrei. Shteito, it's a Klola. Shteito, now Fekra Nochi. So what's he doing? You know what he's doing? He's saying Shmoneh Esrei over again. Now there's Nocha Chiddush. Say the Shmoneh Esrei over again to be Mavatl the first Shmoneh Esrei. It's not even like you chayv to say over Shmoneh Esrei because you made a mistake. The first Shmoneh Esrei is a garnish. No. Rashi saying a different part. It's a Pelde Gazach. The first Shmoneh Esrei could be it's a Shmoneh Esrei Zaka. It's a Pelde Gazach. I didn't see anybody ever say this Chiddush before. The first one Esrei that you said when you said Mashiv Ruach Mordechai Geshem, when you're not supposed to say Mashiv Ruach Mordechai Geshem, you must have if you would ask me, I would have said Nishkin Shmoneh Esrei. But Kate, not only is it, not called, it's not a Shmoneh Esrei. Get what the heck, no kavod, it's garnish. No. Terry says, you said it's feeling for the Kodesh Baruch. Took 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, he said, Shem Hashem, you said it's feeling for the Kodesh Baruch. Machsech HaKlolo. And now what do you got to do? Say the Shmoneh Esrei again without it, you wipe it out. Your question by me is still good. It's even better than my answer because the first Shmoneh Esrei is still here. No, it's not here. For some reason, if you can say a second Shmoneh Esrei, you can wipe out the first Shmoneh Esrei. There's a lot to work on. The power of a Jew. You'll forgive me, okay? I'm a little excited, so I'm going to say one more thing, okay? There's a Jew in Detroit. I may say this all. I don't know. If something else happens between now and the Bar Mitzvah, I'll say something else. But otherwise, I'm going to say this. Probably. I'm not sure yet. There's a Jew in Detroit. There's a famous Jew. His name is Gary Torgel. You know, he was in your Piachi group. What was it? Whole world was in this Piachi group. Okay, the guy. Anyway, so Gary Torgel. He's a famous person, a big Batsalaka, a big Askin, a big person. Yeah. He has a job besides all the Askonis. He's a president of a bank. Okay. As the president of the bank, you know, when the complaints go, when finally the buck stops, it's, you know, 90-year-old man calls up the bank. He says like this, I check you out, and I know that you're the president of the bank, and you're an Orthodox Jew. How in the world could your bank do this to me, and you still be affiliated with your bank? So what did the bank do? He says, whatever, he's 89, 90 years old. I took out a mortgage 25, 30 years ago. His wife died. He's a little forgetful. He didn't pay the last 7 months of the mortgage since his wife died. And then, after realizing what happened, he wrote out a check. He sent in the whole amount. But because he was 7 months behind, and one payment left on the mortgage, you're taking the house away from me. And I said, how could you, what kind of people are you? That's what he told the Torgel, stuck in the knife and blamed on him being an Orthodox Jew. So Torgel said, okay, let me call you back, let me investigate. He investigates, and talks about everything was true. He's missing one payment on the whole mortgage, and Okay, so Togo called him back and said, you know what? The house is yours. Finished. The last payment you have to make, house is yours. Goodbye. Okay, nice, finished. 2 years later, a lawyer calls up Togo. Tell like this. Remember that guy, the mortgage? He says, he died. He asked me, before he died, to rewrite his will. He has no children. He left his entire house to you to sell and give the money to charity. Because what you did to him? Zuck the guy, your lawyer. Now I understand why God made you with the chosen people. All right, my son. That's so much nicer than the stories in the papers nowadays, right? This story doesn't make the front page. And even if it doesn't make, well, Zolzai, it shouldn't make the front page. That'll make the front page Shabbos morning in Shul. Here's a guy supporting, who knows, 5 kibbles, 10 day schools. I don't know what the guy's doing in Detroit. Mm-hmm. You name it, he's doing it.
Right.
And he runs a bank. And the guy calls up. Says, the bank's moichel the last payment. Have a good day. I don't know how the money came. He took the money out of his own pocket. I don't know what he did. The bank still made enough money already on the mortgage for the last, whatever it was, 29. Oh, but still, finished. Dr. Lawyer, that's why you're the chosen people. Yilach Moise Zayin, that a chosen person can daven without kavanah, and has an impact.
And you can see it from the other direction, how terrible it you could have.
Oh, yeah, impact. That's for sure. But I want to focus on the power. Power. The power to make somebody understand we're the chosen people, and the power to talk to the Bayre. That's what it means, we're the chosen people. We get the rights of the... Even though Kibesi Beitzili Karecholam, every guy can daven.
And a good achas means...
Yeah, Biasukum, a good achas, everything, everybody can daven. But this part...
This isn't limited to Shimon Esrei, though. This is just tefillah in general.
This is about Shimon Esrei. Tefillah in general, if you're not awake, you know, it's not really gonna help. If a person says to them, they don't know what the words mean, but they know that this is what I'm supposed to do because now I'm talking to God and I'm crying to God, that's going to help. If a person says, Asher Yishvei Yisech, and doesn't know what they're saying, has no connection to God, B'chla, when they're saying it, but if a person davening Shemoneh Esrei and has no connection to God, I couldn't control myself. I had to say this. So we'll start Yetzirah. We'll continue where we are in Yetzirah next week. But this is an unbelievable thing. Daven for the Kohen Gadol to die. The mother got to bring cookies. There's a big tumult. Why does the mother, And the mother's cookies are going to make enough kumin. Everybody else, okay, that's another shiloh. But the father, that's a shtick. Okay, thank you all very much for coming here. Bye. Say next week, Be'ez Hashem.